All right, welcome back into Sports Call on Tiger 95.9 FM in Auburn, here with the Auburn quarterback, Bo Nix, on today's show. How's today been for you, Bo?
It's been great. I really enjoy talking about our guys, talking about our team, and talking about Auburn. So that's what you get here at Media Days. It's been a long day, a lot of interviews, but that's good because that means football's around the corner.
You've been an Auburn fan your whole life. I'm sure you might have been to this event as a fan, as a kid growing up and that sort of thing. Now you're here. Has it lived up to expectations?
Yeah, this is my first time, actually. So,
okay.
It's been great. It's been a fun experience. I'm excited. I'm happy that I could be able to come. I'm thankful for the opportunity. And there's really not much more to say besides it's been a great experience.
Wardrobe is always something that goes into this, first and foremost, for athletes when they get ready to come to SEC Media Days. Tell our listeners what you're wearing, who helped you make this decision, and that sort of
yes,
thing.
Yes, sir. I'm wearing just a nice blazer. It got blue and orange in it, and it's from the locker room in Auburn. And so they've done a lot for the Auburn community. There's one in Montgomery. And with the whole NIL process, there's just great opportunity. And I'm excited to look this fresh with their stuff.
Well, let's follow up with that. I mean, we're talking NIL and right out of the gates, but I mean, past midnight on July 1 and you've got this amazing deal with Milo's. How did all that come together? Are you still open to more ideas and partnerships and that sort of thing? Talk us through that.
Yeah, of course. It's NIL is just one big opportunity for every collegiate athlete to take advantage of, and it's up to them to make the most out of it. I decided to go with a personal representative so I could focus on football and not be so distracted with contacting people. So he's kind of my middleman. He takes care of all the partnerships and the deals and stuff, and I just can focus on watching film and going to class and playing football because there's only so much time in a day, and we do want to take advantage of it, but that helps a lot.
Well, football is important. It's almost football season, and here we are getting ready for your third year. I mean, is that hard to believe?
It is. I think the COVID year kind of made it feel like it's been shorter, but at the same time, you ask people, and they feel like I played for 5 years. So excited to go in year three and looking forward to what it's going to present.
You talk about being a leader all the time. Has being a leader of an SEC football program, and more in particular, Auburn, a school that you've grown up around your entire life, has that lived up to expectations of what you thought that would be?
Yes, it has. It's been really fun.
So, obviously, it's well-documented. Your dad playing quarterback at Auburn, growing up in this family, learning from him, playing for him, all these passing academies and that sort of thing that you're going to get to do here in the future. What about your mom, though, Bo? I don't feel like we hear that much about your mom, what she's meant to you, your success, and that sort of thing. Tell me a little bit about your mom.
Well, that's a great question. She'll appreciate that one. I mean, my mom is, she doesn't at all get the recognition she deserves. She holds our family together. My dad may be the name and the face and stuff, but my mom is really the one that holds us all together, makes all our the tough decisions. She's always there for us. I talk to her all the time now. It's funny because you go right to college and you don't talk to your mom a lot, and then at the end of college you're talking to her about every day. And that's just, she's always there. I mean, she's taking care of us. She wasn't quite the athlete back in the day, but she's very competitive in her own way. She kind of brought the schooling out of me. She made sure I was academically excelling and doing what I was supposed to, and dad was just the enforcer. So mom helped me out, made sure I was doing right in the classroom, and dad helped me on the field.
Bo, 3 years into this thing, you are a student athlete. So how have the academics been going?
Good. I'm actually set to graduate in December, so I'm graduating 3 years.
Awesome.
So a whole year early, just to provide opportunity, whether I want to come back to school and do an MBA, come back to school and do something else, or obviously maybe if the NFL in 3 years. That was just my plan going into college. So all of it is open. Obviously, with the COVID year, I have 3 more years I can play football in college. So that's a long time, and so we'll see what happens.
You just finished up the Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux. We mentioned before we started going, Trevon Reed's backyard, his hometown. What was that like to be at an event like that?
It was fun. It was a lot of learning, a lot of connections, a lot of relationships. A lot of quarterbacks out there. There's 1,200 kids, and so I was one of the counselors on one of the teams. So that was a blast. I enjoy being around kids and teaching them football. It's one of my passions, and we got to play a little bit. In Thibodaux, it rains a lot, so it was muddy. It rained us out a few times, but I learned a lot and grew in different areas.
Let's talk ball. And obviously, you got a new football coach coming in, and people love talking X's and O's and scheme changes that may come with Brian Harsin and the new offensive coordinator and offensive staff there with Mike Bobo and his group. But Harsin, the man, the coach, off the field, what has it been like working with Coach Harsin?
Yeah, he's very relational, and he pursues a relationship with you. And I think one thing about Coach Harsin is he doesn't really mess around. There's no messing around when you're around him. And he will laugh and have a good time, but it's all about business, which is what a head coach is supposed to do. And he keeps us straight. He makes sure we're disciplined. He makes sure we're paying attention to the details, the little small details that matter. And we're going to do everything right.
What's it been like, X's and O's wise, hanging out with a guy like Mike Bobo, who's had plenty, a lot of success with quarterbacks?
Yeah, he's had a lot. He's seen a lot. He's called plays for a lot of different situations, which is great. And exactly what you want in an OC. But we're just very multiple. Got a lot of different opportunities, a lot of different plays, formations, things like that. And so I'm excited moving forward to see how things progress.
So we're talking with Bo Nix here on Sports Call. You mentioned coming into it, Media Days, all the interviews that you've had, all the questions that have been asked, and I've been asking you a lot, and we're so gracious for your time. You mentioned that you've loved getting to talk about your teammates. Let's do that. A lot of people love looking at this offense and wide receiver. You're throwing the ball to them every play, it feels like, and younger wide receivers, though, with Seth Williams and Anthony Schwartz and Eli Stove going off to the league. Tell me about this younger group.
Yeah, all they're really lacking is experience. They had guys ahead of them, like you said, that were taking the time. And now that they're gone, someone's got to fill in. So all those guys, a bunch of young guys, talented guys, a few that have played, a few that haven't, we're going to step up and play big roles in our offense. And they're going to have to for us to succeed. But offensive line, everyone's back. Running back, Worm and Tank are back. And then quarterback's back. So we're excited for what we can do on offense.
What's it been like working under center?
It's been great. I've loved the transition. It took me a second at the beginning to really get comfortable with it. I was good at it, but it didn't take until by the end of spring. I enjoyed it, and I saw the value in it.
40-some-odd days left until the season. What do you feel like you need to do most to capitalize up in this time prior to September 4th?
You know, just the last few months of preparation are important. Watching film, getting ready for the season, and getting ready for fall camp so that I can progress from there.
Bo, thank you for the time today, man. This has been awesome. War Eagle.
Thank you so much, War Eagle.
Bo Nix joining us here on Sports Call.